The State Office of Education Performance Audits, known as OEPA for short, conducted its first audit in January, gave the county a list of immediate actions to be taken, and returned in April to find many of those issues had still not been properly addressed. The biggest issues include mishandlings of personnel matters, finances, and failures in curriculum. The county's lack of improvement between audits didn't go over well with State Board of Education President Gail Manchin.
It does not appear that Logan County takes recommendations very seriously.
The newest audit shows when it comes to student achievement, the county is lagging behind state averages. Countywide, only 2 of 17 schools had more than half of their students testing as proficient in math. In 5 of 17 schools, only half of their students were proficient in reading and language arts. Graduation rates in the county have decreased by 3% over the past 3 years as statewide rates have continued to grow. And of the 60% that go on to a college or university, more than a third are enrolled in developmental English classes, while nearly half are enrolled in developmental math. The OEPA report determines the county, quote, failed to demonstrate the capacity to improve student achievement, end quote. Dr. Gus Penix, director of the OEPA, says personnel matters were the most concerning to him. He says the county is simply not following state code and Department of Education policies when it comes to hiring. Part of the problem, he says, is a disorganized hiring system within the central office. But a major portion of the issues are based on the fact that their newly hired personnel director has no experience and has had almost no formal training in hiring procedures. Assistant Superintendent Robert Lucas was transferred to the position from a job as a principal at Logan High School.
When we were there in January, the personnel director didn't have a law book. He still didn't have one. We were there in April. And it's essential that person have a law book to reference regarding making decisions about personnel matters.
The audit says the county is not following proper hiring guidelines that were newly implemented to allow principals and faculty senates to interview and recommend teachers to fill open positions within their school. Lucas's office did not return a phone message Friday, but the report says he did not think those procedures needed to be followed when only one person was applying for the position. But it was the county's finances that were the biggest concern for some state board members. The audit shows Logan County schools are not following proper state purchasing procedures, sometimes skipping the bidding process altogether. Board member William White called the financial practices of the county horrendous.
We have a document that is page after page after page out of things that were financially, it appears to be misappropriated or disappeared or other folks were doing it. I mean, that I'm talking about the big picture. I'm not talking about the individual things. And so I think we need to stop, and your leadership, including your board and your staff, needs to sit down and look at it from a broader perspective and say, hey, you know, this is what we need to start looking at financially. What kind of systems do we need to put in place? Because those are the only things that are going to stop these kinds of things.
Board member Wade Linger says the problems come down to an overall lack of leadership in the county. County Superintendent Phyllis Doty says many of the issues have been there for years, and being new to the position, she's inherited them to clean up. Current Logan County Board President and 16-year member Phyllis Adkins disagrees with the audit altogether.
Some of these findings, and I hate to say it, I feel like are incorrect.
The audit calls the Logan County Board of Education, quote, dysfunctional, and says board meetings are, quote, unproductive and inconsistent with following state code and WVBOE policies. Adkins says they've always followed open meetings laws when it comes to their executive sessions, discussing only facilities, personnel, and student discipline issues. But in the audit, 3 board members confirm a member of the board directed the superintendent to call an applicant during an executive session and offer him or her a position with the county. State board member Lloyd Jackson warned Adkins it's her responsibility as an elected official to make sure the recommendations of the OEPA are implemented.
In the end, it's your responsibility. And if your managers can't get the job done, you better get some managers who can, because we're going to hold you responsible when the time comes. My advice to you is the board needs to take charge of this thing, not your administrators. The board needs to take charge of this thing and be sure these things get fixed.
The state board voted Wednesday to give Logan County Schools until January 15th of 2015 to correct all of the issues in the OEPA audit. If most issues aren't resolved and progress isn't shown, board members will vote to intervene in the county, meaning the state could take over Logan County Schools for the second time. Logan County was the first school system to be put under state control. The board ran the county from 1992 until 1996. There are currently five other counties under state control: Mingo, Preston, Grant, Fayette, and Gilmer. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.